Look at this. This is Ronaldo. And that is 1-0 to Brazil.
Chalhoun, who pulled that one from? Oh, what a goal! 63 minutes dead, and I smell that one coming.
Rafinha over the top. Oh, spectacular, Thiago! That one is one for history to look at. One of the goals of the season.
Picks out Rivaldo. Oh, he's seen the keeper off his line. Oh, extraordinary by Rivaldo.
Urgency up. James Rodriguez has to be a beautiful, absolutely brilliant. Now from Malouda, he's got Henry making a move ahead of him. Zidane stepping through the challenges, feeding Patrick Vieira, ravaging run from midfield. Tackled by Chuan, brought down by Chuan.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. We're your hosts, Joe and Reggie. Tonight we're going to be discussing a couple of things. Mainly we're going to discuss Toronto FC. We are going to discuss the beginning of the Serie A. Joe's going to take care of that. I didn't watch any of those games. We're going to go dip into the EPL as usual. We're also going to talk about, maybe if we have time, we're going to talk about the Champions League draw that just took place this last week. And we're going to also get to our two new segments that we teased last week, Flat Four and Goal of the Week. But as usual, you can get to our podcast through our website. It's footballweekly.com. Football spell F-U-T-B-O-L weekly.com. You can subscribe to our podcast via iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn. There's a number of different podcatchers. You can get our podcast as well. You can submit your email address and get email alerts every time a new episode is uploaded as well. There's also a Football Weekly forum where you can put down your ideas and create new topics and new posts and get like-minded individuals into a football conversation with you as well. Or you can tell us how great or how bad we're doing, or if there's anything that you would like to hear or anybody you would like to hear from. So with all that being said, jam-packed show as usual. So let's get stuck in with the Football Weekly podcast and we'll be back after this. So this week's show, well, first off, I should say, Joseph, hello.
I'm ready. Today I'm ready, Reg.
You're ready today?
Today's about the goals. Today's about goals.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm ready, Reggie.
Well, we always want to start off the show and try to give you guys a different type of order that we put things in. Like, we don't want to leave TFC to the end all the time and shortchange them like we have been. So we talked about them first last week. Last week, we spoke about Serie A on the end of the show. This week, we're going to start with Serie A.
Oh.
See what I did, Joe? I'm throwing you a bone there, right?
You're throwing me something, Reggie.
Okay. So Serie A started this week, or last weekend, I should say. A couple of surprises, wouldn't you say, Joe?
Yeah, I'd say, for sure. Yeah. I mean, whenever the champions, four-time champions, get beat, you know, by a team that's a, you know, perennial seller, let's say.
Yeah.
Right. Like the Udinese is known for, you know. I think you like your Chilean star who plays for Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many people forget he was Serie A Player of the Year with Udinese.
Sure.
Right. So they're apparently the seller. Like, you know, good academy, or not only academy, but they find good players in South America and sell them. So for them to beat Juventus in the opening round.
Right.
Right. And that's a big result.
Now, I didn't see any of the highlights of that game. Did Juve play that bad, or did you?
No, I think that's a good point. They didn't. And again, they're really injury riddled right now.
Right.
I mean, they're without. I wouldn't say injury riddled too. I mean, they have a bit of the bug. Marquinhos is a big miss for them.
Right.
But more of like, we always talk about this on our show lately about identity and teams that are so good have a great identity. You know, they lost Vidal.
Right.
They lost Pirlo.
Right.
You know, they've lost Carlos Tevez. I mean, there are your three top players, you know, other than Pogba and so on. So you know, I think that they're going to be in a bit of transition. But it's like we talked about for so long, especially last week on our show and the last couple of episodes, is that of the podcast, is that, you know, Serie A is, they have the this for Juventus to slip up, they have time to catch up. Because everyone else behind them, it's not like they're blazing a trail.
Right. So what you're saying is that we're not starting the relegation party or battle with
yet.
Juventus. Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
No, not yet. And I think more of, this will be more of a, for me, the Serie A this year will be more of a team that might win with, you know, five losses.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be that much of a discrepancy between first and second. Last year by January, we knew it was going to be Juventus.
Right.
Right? And everybody was fighting for second and third. And we had the Rome derby at second and third. So I just think that they'll pick it up. I mean, Mandzukic, Dybala, you know, and like we've been saying for a long time, Paul Pogba they'll get these guys going in the right direction.
Yeah,
so a surprise loss for sure. But, you know, a slip up that I would probably imagine Juventus and Allegri knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're back at it this week in a big game before we get the other ones against Roma. So no time to rest.
Yep, so it's Roma Juve this week. And you know what, Joe? Right. I actually might even
take
that one in.
You know what? It might snow in Toronto in August.
I might take
that one. You guys heard it here first.
I want to see this Roma team that we were talking about last week. So.
Well, you want to see someone else challenge, right? Dean, I think so.
I do, actually. It's
people,
true.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why I always make fun of Serie A. It's just that there's not really that much competition there. Just like La Liga and just like kind of coming into like France now.
Yeah.
It's not a challenge, Reggie, for these top teams. So.
You know, Reg, I think the biggest for me, who's been a follower, as you know, for years and years, and before it's been, you know, remotely popular. Now it's not anymore, but you know, when it was the league, even before. You know, we're just looking for, listen, soccer, football, we can all agree that they're slow with changes, and we'll get to that later in our EPL roundup.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if anybody's even slower, it's the Serie A.
Right.
Right, and not only with play, but with coming into, I would say, the future.
Right. Right?
And that's the troublesome thing with Serie A for me. You know, is that they are, you know, so behind the times. So, and this is part of it, having another challenger. So, we'll see. Roma, you know, we talked about Roma, they did not have, you know, the banger of a start that they wanted either.
Right. They tied 1-1 with Verona, right?
Yeah, with Alice Verona. Again, there he is again, Luca Toni's team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, again, like
50 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I can't believe this guy played in the 2006 World Cup. You know, like, so. Again, they're kicking themselves, I'm sure, because this is they could have got off to a good start, you know, and there they are just 1 point ahead of Juve, so, and could find themselves 2 points behind again after the weekend.
Well, so, I think this is the type, this is, if there's a good time to lose, I think this is the best time to lose if you're just starting the league right now, because you have, what, 36 more games left, 34
yeah,
more games
like,
left?
You know, the discrepancy is that there's no one breathing down their neck that
right.
is a real, you know, again, even with Roma, I still see Juventus as the front runner. You know, even if they lose this game on the weekend, I still see, you know, it's that old to beat the champs, you know, to beat them, you have to beat them and so on. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's absolutely the case in Serie A. So Roma ties, great welcome back to Serie A for Stefan Jovetic.
Yeah.
With a fantastic winner.
Yeah.
You know, your typical, you know, what the kids want to do in FIFA all the time, and they know they want to do in the training ground, when they cut in and they just curl it into the top shelf.
Right.
Well, he did it in real life with a 93rd-minute winner, I believe, against Atalanta, which was a flat, flat game.
Right.
I had the opportunity to see the second half, and I was like, wow, okay. And then Jovetic does something spectacular. Really interesting in this, Mancini's reaction was that of, well, you know when a manager's relieved? I mean, he just absolutely goes ape.
Is that what he did?
He went crazy.
Yeah.
You know, with full-out punches, and, you know, so, you know.
Well, he's under pressure there, too, though.
Oh, I think he's in a lot of pressure, Reg.
Yeah.
I think whenever, you know, an owner comes out with the backing in whatever sport,
right.
fully behind the manager, I think you feel the heat even more.
Of course.
Right? And it is, you know, they spent money. they spent some money, and they're looking for things as well. They're banking on Jovetic. I think we can all agree that, especially, you know, coming from the EPL, we really wanted to see more of him. And I don't mean more out of him. I literally mean just wanted to see him play more.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? But where he was playing with Man City, it was tough to get a game when you have Aguero, Dzeko. Who else was in front of him?
He still had Silva. Like, I know he can play that role too, right?
Wow. So are you going to take out Yaya or Silva?
No chance. And that's my point. Yeah. You know, so I think that was more of a move. Like, I knew when that happened, when he left Fiorentina, I was like, oh, but this is, and we'll talk about that after too. That's not the move for this guy, you know? It really wasn't, you know? And I'm glad to see him. And listen, I'm not an Inter supporter. I'm just a supporter of football in this case, because obviously I'm a Milan fan and I don't want to see him do that well. But he's a great player. Great. He is, that word potential for him was so there that you just really want to see him at least play. He's a young player, and he's got a lot of ability.
Right.
So brings us, I guess, to the, like I mentioned, Milan. Well, ho-hum, all this bright talk and so on, and they lose 2-0. So,
to Fiorentina.
Yeah, Fiorentina, which, listen, really lost a lot of players, obviously, was more of a seller, again, but, you know, like Paulo Sousa has done a great job, the former Portuguese international, played at Juventus, and so on. I watched the game, obviously. The game changes with a red card. Rodrigo Eli, if you will. He's a Brazilian-born Italian, so kind of has both passports. Mm-hmm. Young player. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've watched him throughout the preseason. Him and Alessio Romagnoli, who was, you know, Roma was trying to hang on to him a lot. Two center backs, which are actually highly touted. He just had two brain farts, if you will, and two yellows, and by the 30th minute, they were down
30th 10 minute, 10. Wow.
Yeah, so it was, you know, and then Marcus Alonso, I think the left back, rather, he hits an absolute fantastic free kick.
Yeah.
I mean, just a brilliant free kick. Diego Lopez, the former Real Madrid keeper, is in full dive, and he couldn't get to it. It was a great hit. Yeah, and then after that, again, AC Milan, their biggest downfall right now, and all the fan supporters are, you know, again saying, yeah, no, you know what? They really are, they're suffering in the midfield, and with either a general or someone who's going to pull the strings, and they can use all the help they can with midfield, and that's why there's a lot of rumors that, you know, Gundogan was going to sign, not going to, and a lot of other, Ilaramendi, who went back to Sociedad.
Right,
but he was one of the guys they were looking at. So they're kind of all over the place trying to find some rhythm in terms of their midfield, because I think they're happy with Carlos Bacca, Luis Adriano, and so on. Right, I mean, I think Carlos Bacca will score a ton of goals eventually. They're happy with their back four. And then they get beat with a penalty. So I think Mihailovic, good coach, had a great year at Sampdoria. He's not panicking. Again, we talk about his not panicking. You know, he's saying in the week, you know, we lost on a great free kick. We showed him some inexperience, you know, and then we gave a penalty. So, I mean, in a tough place to win.
Right.
So, a tough one for them. And, Reggie, your favorite team had a big result.
I have a favorite team. Oh, it's a Swallow.
There you go. Right. And, guys, I don't know if you noticed, but the pronunciation of this is getting better every week. Oh, you're welcome, everybody. I mean, like, this is, you know, I tell you, Reggie is bringing it. Sassuolo beats Napoli.
Yeah.
Right? And you talk about managers being on the hot seat right away. So, Sarri, the manager of Napoli, well, my friend, that seat just became pretty warm.
But like we said last week, it's going to take him a little while to get that Benitez nonsense out of there.
Oh, for sure. So, and again, this is a Swallow team, again, coached by a former Roma player, an Italian international, Eusebio Di Francesco, right? He was, like, left for dead. He had great results last year. They beat Milan twice. Mm-hmm. And again, like, no one thought they would stay up. You know, this is a team gathering a lot of, you know, I mean, they have Berardi, who's a Juventus owned player. I think he's back with them again, I believe. Not sure. Simone Zaza, who was with Sassuolo, now with Juventus. I mean, they have a lot of bright players that are really, really, you know, doing some damage. Zaza was actually linked with West Ham United.
I think he's on loan. He went on loan somewhere.
He was going to, Reg. Yeah, yeah. He was going to do it. But again, so we're going to do some transfer stuff as we go.
Yeah.
Fernando Llorente was sold to Sevilla this week. So I think they postponed his loan. He still might go out on loan, but, you know, I guess they're saying, hey, wait a minute, we might not now. So
Mandzukic and Dybala should be enough at Juve.
I would say they're probably looking for coverage for Champions, right? Because, again, they want to compete on all fronts. We talked about this last year on the podcast. The Coppa Italia has become something now that's legitimate. And again because of, you know, Italy not having the automatic four spots anymore, right? Coppa Italia is another way into Europe. So teams are looking to take that more seriously, if you will.
Right.
A batter's a tough result for Napoli, obviously. I mean, you know, losing 2-1. And again, here you have, you know, let's call it three of the favorites
taking losses.
Drop points. You know, the only one. And, Reg, I watched them in Champions in the qualifying, and I don't think that I can call them a favorite. Lazio wins 2-1, though, at Bologna.
Right.
Or against Bologna, so.
Right. Well, we spoke about your squad, AC Milan.
Oof.
And they made a pretty big signing this week, I guess.
Well,
AC Milan's favorite son is back in, red and black.
We joked about this in our beer league in the week. And weekend, and guys, Reggie didn't bring it up, by the way. But, Adriano Galliani talks, and Silvio Berlusconi, owner and president, respectively. Anyway, we'll leave that. But, yeah, so they say, you know, old loves die hard. They never die.
Right.
We can always say, though, that, you know, also old loves and old girlfriends or boyfriends get you in trouble, too.
Right.
And this is one of those things where, like, they're going back to this well again.
Right.
You know, again, we talk about
lucky all, guy.
Yeah, like, can we all agree that this is Mario Balotelli's last hurrah?
It's got to be.
Like, other than making a move, with all due respect, to a lesser league that's not, you know,
100%, and it won't be in Europe.
It won't be in Europe. I mean, we can all see, you know, MLS maybe somewhere in the Middle East. Like, I don't know, in China. Like, respectively to those leagues, of course. But we're just talking about, you know, if we're talking about the major ones that we talk about on this show, it's got to be the last time. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Reg, but I think Liverpool took at least half of the wage.
They did. In order to get that deal done, in order to get Balotelli out of Liverpool, they said they would pay. They told AC Milan they would pay half of his wages.
You know, and this is a player that, well documented. Again, this is, you know, we get it. We understand his ability. No one's going to question his ability.
Right.
But that flick of a switch that's just, you never know what the hell is going to happen in training, in a game. And it's just something that you just hope and you wait for to say, well, maybe this time's going to be different. And I think the analogy that they actually use about, you know, old loves die hard, I think it's the right one, because why else would they bring him back, Rich? He comes in, and he's fantastic right off the bat, if you remember when he came to AC Milan.
Right.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Right? You know, and he's scoring a goal a game, and the team's, you know, for a little while, getting some results. And then it fizzled out again.
Yeah.
Then you think, wow, this Liverpool might work. Yeah, oh, my God, it was a train wreck.
Disaster.
It was a train wreck, Rich. I mean, Ricky Lambert was playing ahead of him.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, so, listen, as an AC Milan supporter, I mean, you're grasping at straws here. Again, it shows you the state of, you know, what the team and what the league is. Although there is a little bit of optimism, and I do say a little bit, you know, this to me is your last chance.
Has to be.
Right? Has to be.
And even AC Milan came out and said, hey, the contract that we're about to give you, there's a whole bunch of stipulations in them. Read them. Yeah. He has a good behavior clause. There's a no outrageous hairstyle clause. You think I'm joking? It's in there.
No, it's in there. And you know, Reggie, it's one of the. It really resembles one of like the NFL contracts, or even one of the NBA contracts.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of seeing, and it's more of a North American style thing. And it speaks to like the globalization of football, isn't it?
Right.
Or, sorry, of sport in these major leagues, right? In terms of not popularity, of course. I'm not losing my mind that way, but in terms of how they're doing business, right, with the players. So I guess not exactly a last chance, but maybe another chance and maybe a do-over. We have another pretty important transfer or loan, right, and that's of Cuadrado.
Yes, going to Juve.
From Chelsea, right?
From Chelsea, right.
I mean, we talked about this last year, didn't we, Reggie?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're going to go and you're going to suffer on the bench at Chelsea.
Cuadrado had no business going to Chelsea last season. None.
You know, like, this was a guy, Reg, after the World Cup, he was, or during the World Cup, he was being courted by everyone.
Right.
And it was the time to go.
Right.
But he should have, like, he was electrifying at Fiorentina.
Right.
Electrifying. Fantastic. What you saw in the World Cup is what you saw him do there. And then he fizzled out. But here, I really think this is going to be a great lease on life for him.
Yes, you think so, eh?
I mean, like, this is where we talk about this Juventus, again, taking on a new identity, but with Pogba, Cuadrado, you know, they obviously still have, well, they have Mandzukic and Dybala. This team is, yes, it's changing, but, you know, I'm going to give them kudos, and I'll tell you why. I said, you know, it takes a lot of courage, if you will, to do what they're doing and to realize that even when you're at the top, where do you want to be? This team said very clearly, you know, last year was great and getting to a Champions League final. They want to win it, and they want to do it. And they knew that, you know, how much more could they, you know, bleed that well? And again, you know, bleed that stone. Again, Vidal is the only one maybe in his prime, right?
Right.
Left because, you know, Pirlo, for God's sakes, I mean, God bless him, yes, world class, but how much longer could he have done it?
Right.
You know, so I think, you know, I think this is a good move for him. But anyway, we will see, Reg. I mean, does he get to play this week? We'll see. But I think it's a good move for him.
I think so, too. I think he knows the league. He knows what's expected of him.
That's right.
It's a little bit more difficult on a team like Chelsea when you have guys like Hazard, Willian in front of you. Both are playing pretty well. Hazard obviously playing
the year last year. Hazard ain't coming off.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
He's not
Willian is still going to be Mourinho's first choice.
Of course.
So.
And it's pretty, and it's also based on, well, let's see how much we paid for this guy.
Absolutely.
And Willian was, I believe, 40.
Yeah.
Bottom for 40. So even if he's playing bad, I think he's going to still get the nod because we got to get a return on our investment.
Absolutely. And he's going to, we talked about having that leeway and more of a leash, right? So
right.
That's a roundup. Again, look for the little teams, like smaller teams, to maybe be the next Sassuolo because, I mean, we joke about it, but they are legitimate and they are continually to give people trouble.
So that's our Serie A wrap up for this week. We'll obviously we'll dip into all the leagues every week. Next week we're gonna leave Bundesliga till next week. I wanna really talk about Dortmund, but I don't think we'll have time to do it today. Or it's certainly
they are pretty interesting. Yeah, we're gonna give them their just due next week.
For sure. We'll dip into that next week. But moving on to our favorite subject, TFC.
Which last week we're supposed to give no time to and just went off.
Yeah, we went off on them. And we told you last week that, well, depending on how they do this week is
right,
how much time they're going to get.
And Greg Vanney is somewhere going, you're laughing at me, saying, okay, bud, can you leave me alone now? So I think he's off the hot seat for a little bit.
Well, he's off the hot seat from Saturday to Saturday. That's pretty much it, man.
5-0 drubbing Orlando at home.
Two red cards, though, for Orlando.
Right, for sure.
Playing it well. One was later in the game, but I think the game was over by then anyway. But scoreline is pretty flattering for TFC. Jozy Altidore comes in for the last 12 minutes and puts in two. So I think they played well.
Yeah, I mean, kept a clean sheet. I mean, I know, like you said, the red cards, but hey, the team was having trouble, to say the least, keeping the ball out of their net, and they did.
Right.
And, you know, they got a home win. You know, their stars scored. So, hey, big 3 points, to say the least, for TFC.
Well, every 3 points is big now, especially when we're coming down to the end of the season and the playoffs are looming. And
that's right, to secure that spot and so on. You got to win your games at home. We've always said that. You can't drop points at home.
That's it.
Because of how hard it is to travel, again, we're not the excuse, you know,
right,
people. But to say, you know, it is a lot of travel in the MLS, and you got to win your home games. You absolutely have to, cannot drop points at home.
That's it. So
we go with TFC. We're gonna move on from TFC. Or we gave you enough time. Anything else, Rich?
Well, there's nothing really we can say. Anything we can't rip them because they played well. They won 5-0. What can we say?
We kind of like doing that, don't we?
We tell the truth here.
We tell it like it is.
So there's not really much bad things to say. They played well. Congratulations. Let's see what they do this weekend against Didier Drogba and the Montreal Impact are coming into Toronto on Saturday. So we'll see how they can handle a big physical worldy type of striker. So
yeah,
we'll see how they do. So moving on from the TFC. We're going to dip into the EPL. I know you want to say a couple of things about some refereeing in the EPL.
This is stupid.
It's getting so ridiculous now. Well, and I before you start, Joe.
Go ahead, Reggie.
I told in this podcast, I said I would like the referees and the referee assistants, all four referees, to sit on a panel after a game and have the people ask them, have the reporters ask them questions. Yeah. The same way the coaches have to do it, the same way the players have to do it, the referee should be right up there as well.
What did you see that you called that offside?
What didn't you see that you didn't call that a penalty? Tell me what happened here. And let these guys be accountable. They're not accountable for anything. They make calls.
And for no other reason than they can improve. Exactly.
Right. Now, I always said, if this game is too fast for you and you can't make that call, then you can't be a referee.
Yeah, it's like we've talked about this, and we've said, you know, like, this is high stakes poker here.
Yeah,
right? I mean, it's the highest of high stakes. And then we've mentioned this many times. You add an extra official or extra officials on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You have now technology where they're mic'd up and so on.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get this right.
Oh my God, you have to.
And I hold the EPL to a higher regard because they have been at the forefront of this. Right, and in the same breath, we've talked about how, man, Serie A just like finally had goal line technology, like little things that they're not doing, but the EPL is usually at the fore of it.
Right,
and these last 2 weeks, it's been shocking.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know? The missed calls and the calls that they make, ridiculous.
Well, we talked about Liverpool's clear offside goal last week.
Clearly, three yards offside.
Okay, so there's 3 points for Liverpool to get. And obviously, okay, I guess we're getting the result this week. Probably the most entertaining 0-0 scoreless draws you're ever going to see against Liverpool. But with Arsenal, it wasn't a scoreless draw because Aaron Ramsey, clearly behind the defenders, you know, gets slipped through. Great finish, by the way,
first time
on the near post. Like,
yes, sir.
Fantastic. And it's called back. And it's, again, I know we have a lot of Arsenal fans, and obviously Reggie's a big Arsenal fan here, but it's not about that. This is about right and wrong, and it's just that could be a huge, huge turning point in the season.
Well, that's what I was going to say when you were talking about in the beginning that when Liverpool scored their first offside goal.
You know?
That's Bournemouth is they're going to be in a relegation battle. Let's be honest here. And every single point from now until the end of the year is so vital and so crucial that they just dropped 2 points
and then
offside goal.
Absolutely. And
are they going to look back at the end of the season and say, hey, we got relegated by 1 point? What could have been if the referees were smart enough?
Yeah, for sure. And then who knows with how tight it might be with the top four or five teams at the top of the table. This was like, oh, man. And again, this is, you know, here's Arsenal usually being, you know, you as a fan, playing great football, creating a lot of chances, but just lacking the finish. Well, there they had an early finish, right? They had an early enough goal, right, in the 90 minutes, and it was, you know, like it could have been game on in terms of really them starting to take charge of the game. Yeah. It was an open game.
Because Liverpool would have to come out of their shell a little bit and start playing because they got to get that goal.
And you would have
seen Arsenal cut them to ribbons.
You know, it's not a, you know, it's not a groundbreaking thing I'm saying here. Goals change games. And obviously, that obviously would have changed it, you know, and like you just said, and totally in that capacity. So, you know, there's being, oh, I just missed it. And then there's, wow, that's just
shocking.
I mean, we had the replay right away. I know they've been worried about, wow, it's going to take too long. Really? No, you see it right away. It's one quick message down to the ref. He changed mind. It's done.
It's
unacceptable. We talked about other things that, you know, just won't fly. In this day and age, where we're at, and again, how high the stakes are. Shame on, you know, governing body officials in all leagues, in all countries, all the football federations. They got to get this right.
Mm-hmm.
And as an Arsenal fan,
yeah, well, I know.
What do you say about that, Reg? I mean, how many things did you throw at the TV then?
Oh, buddy, I already don't like Liverpool. I don't like Brendan Rodgers. I think he's a slimy little, you know what? But that's the type, those are the games, Man United, Liverpool, Tottenham, that I don't care how you win, just do it. And to have it taken away by a referee decision, the only thing that could have been worse in that situation is if they lost the game.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if they lost that game, I don't know what would have happened. I would probably have to go get a new TV this week.
Yeah, and again, we say that, but again, when you're, like you said, you're still dropping points.
Right.
And like you said, if it was an even scoreless draw, and, you know, oh, we were lucky to get out of there. No, mm-hmm. like you said, we mentioned this, you know, off air. If we're talking, is, you know, okay, well, wow, okay, I guess the person can say, well, Coutinho hit two posts. But like you said, you can hit 20 posts.
Yeah.
If you score a good goal, that's a good goal.
The game is not to hit the post. The game is to put it
that's
in.
Right.
So you can
yeah,
hit
exactly.
you can hit 40 posts if you want. Did
that's
you score
right.
a goal? No.
It ain't
okay.
the training ground game where you're trying to hit the crossbar.
Exactly.
You know, this is, and again, people listen to us and say, well, there's a pro Arsenal game. No. I have enough for you guys later. So, you know, it's bottom line is Aaron Ramsey scores a good goal. We mm-hmm. got to get this right.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, yeah, and it's not just Arsenal. It just happens to be Arsenal this week.
That's
but
right.
I felt bad for Bournemouth.
Liverpool, for sure.
Liverpool has stolen 4 points this year. And the only good thing about this is that everything, if you've watched soccer long enough to realize that everything evens out in the end.
Okay. Oh yeah, that revolving door theory and that karma thing is true for
sure. So at the end of the season, I'm positive that they're going to be on the wrong end of a couple of calls that are going to cost them points.
My greater thing is this: as we talked about this before, is that to say that they're like you, know, you made the comment last week, they're flying. I don't buy this.
Yeah,
like I don't buy this. I think their luck is due to run out.
Yeah.
If you keep like treading on this pace, like. I don't think any of the top teams are flying, Rich. I don't think any of them, not even Man City, they're not, no one's flying for me.
No.
You know, I think you don't see the best of these teams till later on. So,
right.
anyway.
Right, definitely. And speaking of Man City, transfer. Now, this transfer, I looked at it and I was shocked. I thought it was in euros when I saw it first.
Oh, my God. You know, what is it?
54.
Okay, but
54
then,
million pounds.
Right.
For Kevin De Bruyne,
we know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
the Belgian
from Wolfsburg to Man City for 54 million pounds.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I was talking to someone today, and it was like, if this guy's worth 54, Pogba and his agents and Juventus must be sitting back laughing their asses off.
Yeah.
Because this guy just shot up to $90 million.
Yeah, this is not, again, are we doing this every week? I think what we're saying is we're kind of sounding off like Vidal. Like Vidal in the week said, like, what's going on here with these transfer fees?
It's crazy.
You know, and I kind of tend to agree with him. Like, what the hell is going on? This is Kevin De Bruyne. Like, good player. Oh, I'm not saying. But how are we, like, just throwing around this money?
54 million.
I don't get this for a guy. Yes, he had a good year. But is he a dominant player in the world?
Hardly.
I don't know. I guess it's again, I think what's happening with the EPL and a lot of the big leagues is, you know, they want him before someone else gets him.
That's pretty much what it is, man.
I think there's another case of that. So, but hey, good on them. And Man City, to me, do they need that? I don't know.
Then they just spent £100 million on two players, Sterling and this. Well, I don't know if this deal's done, but this is the rumored reported deal. But 50 million on Sterling and then 54 for this guy. So, someone has money to burn, in my opinion. But
yeah, and a lot of them are those big teams in England for sure.
Yeah.
So their result this weekend, Reg, can they?
Well, they beat Everton 2-0.
Yeah, okay, so there's Martinez back with another loss.
Yeah, and I think he might be the first to go, but...
That's good. I got good money on that one, Rich.
Yeah, he might be the first one to go.
Yeah.
And then Sunderland coach Dick Advocaat, and he can come coach TFC, but
there you
heard it here first.
Bournemouth,
the surprise of the EPL season, well, one of the surprises for the EPL season, I know we talked about Minnows last week, beat West Ham 4-3.
You know, I think West Ham, I know you're cringing, right? Because you're saying, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, again, there's these teams, and especially early on, they are not easy to play against. So you know, good on Bournemouth. Like, yeah, good for them.
Really did well.
You know, not only that, but, you know, giving their supporters a 4-3, like four goals to celebrate and a win. So
yeah, away from home, too. So.
Oh, man. That, you talk about the results meaning something later. That might be one that saved them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Well, maybe they, against West Ham. So.
They could probably have 4 points and be right up there right now if they didn't get robbed at Liverpool. But we won't talk
and
about
they
that.
Could be flying, Rich.
And they could be flying, yes. Another key matchup this past weekend in the EPL, Man United, Newcastle. 0-0 draw. Chelsea beat West Brom 3-2. I think John Terry got sent off in that game.
John Terry's having a rough go, Rich.
He is, isn't he?
John Terry's having a rough go.
LA Galaxy are knocking, so.
Oh, you know, if I was John Terry, I'd be like, hey, okay, you guys got John Stones, I might be gone.
Yeah.
And again, I guess is it almost done? Is that John Stones thing? Like, I guess it's close.
Well, I keep reading that Everton's not selling him. He put a transfer request in, and then he didn't put a transfer request in, and then now they want more money, and they're going to turn back the bid. And we're talking about $40 million for John Stones. Again,
we talk about crazy amounts. Exactly. And, you know, this reminds me of a housing market, especially, you know, if you live in the GTA and other places, I guess, you know, around the world, major markets, right? It's ridiculous. This is out of whack. This is John Stones here.
I know, right? You know?
But yeah, I mean, I think John Terry, to say the least, I mean, we'll talk about the result. I guess West Brom, again, I mean, 3-2, Chelsea fans are still not having this. But this, to me, this is typical Jose Mourinho-type team. We've said it a million times, the panic button is nowhere near to be pushed. They will still have something to say in the end. Again, they played, again, with a man sent off. Again, classic Jose Mourinho interview after the game.
Yeah, I
he didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Got the result, and he kept talking about it. He's classic. I mean, I don't care. You guys have been listening. You know, his sheer just demeanor, personality for the game, whether you love him or hate him, and I think that's about where you stand with Mourinho.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No one can deny that he's entertainment.
Right, for sure. Peter Cech.
Can I go now?
You can go.
Reggie.
Yes.
For all you Arsenal fans and everybody.
Therapy part two.
Just, there we go. Therapy 2.0, exactly, part two. First week against West Ham, I'm pretty sure that poor Peter Cech couldn't leave the Emirates until, I don't know, 4 hours after the game.
Yes.
Right? Then he probably had to get an escort everywhere around.
Yes.
Listen, guys, first of all, back to Mourinho, because they wanted Courtois. This guy, he's proven again he is a world-class goalie. If you watch the game against Liverpool, you would see that. Peter Cech will be fine, and he is as good a shot stopper as anybody I've ever seen.
Did you see the save he made on Benteke?
I mean, this guy is something else.
That was a great save, even the one off Coutinho.
Coutinho, which we all thought, wow, he whipped it so hard, it went right off the post. If he doesn't get a hand of that,
I guarantee you, if Ospina was in the net, he wouldn't have reached it. He would have dove, but he wouldn't have reached it, and Chesney wouldn't even have moved.
Wow!
I guarantee you.
And that's what I mean. So our Arsenal fans, relax. He is more than fine. You have an upgrade in your net. He is more than world-class. I'm sick and tired of hearing this, Peter. He is fine.
Yeah.
Peter Cech is fantastic.
John Terry said he's worth about 12 to 15 points more for a team, and he just saved us two, I guess, or three, I guess.
I agreed, absolutely. And you talked about, you know, wow, it's a good thing they didn't even lose that game because of that, you know, BS non-call or call that shouldn't have been a call.
Right.
So he did that. And again, what? Like, here's the obvious. What does this do now for his confidence? Is he back? Hell yeah, he's back. Right? So
yeah.
Peter Cech, I think, he's okay. Everything's fine at the Emirates. With your goalkeeping. Let's move on.
Yes, for sure.
Man. I'm okay now, Reg. I'm fine. It got me a little worked up. But
Next week, or this upcoming week, key matchups in the EPL. Swansea Man United on Sunday.
Can we talk about my boys, Man United? I thought, I got to rip on them, too.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, they tied Newcastle, did they not?
They did. 0-0.
Well, Louis van Gaal is still... Listen, they deserve this to get some heat still.
Yes.
What great performance has Man United had yet?
Well, they beat Club Brugge 5-0 at 4-0.
Yeah, that's in the Champions League. Can you keep me on the straight path here, right? That doesn't work with my rant here.
I know. But still, yeah, it's Club Brugge, we'll right? So.
Yeah, they were focused on that. Well, okay,
it's
fine.
Club Brugge. I mean, you should be able to beat them with your reserve squad, no?
Yeah, you know, that's what I mean. Like, this is, again, the Dennis Green quote here, for those of you guys who don't know, like, you want to go ahead and crown him. I'm not ready to crown anybody in EPL.
No, not yet.
You know, so actually, just show me something. Man United, I'm still calling them out. They need to show me something. They need to show me a complete performance in the EPL and so on. Now, the argument could be made, though, that, hey, this is how you do in championships, right? It's not even when you're at your best, you get some results. Fair enough. But until then, I really want to see them shine, or I guess our common word is the flying.
Yeah, we want to see them fly.
Yeah.
And I know we spoke about Champions League just now with Man United playing Club Brugge. They beat them, and they're in the Champions League proper now. And the draw was today, but again, we're going to run out of time, so we're going to do that next weekend or next week.
I guess Reg, we did mention Man U. But your prediction, we talked about three games.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So we did call. You did call Leverkusen going through.
Yes.
So and they did, and again, it was just a matter of. It was 3-0. It wasn't most of a 3-0 game, sort of say, but where it was going to come from Lazio, you could see that it was coming from nowhere. Right. And this lack of depth that they showed, for me, I think it's going to hurt them in Serie A too. So, but anyway, so Leverkusen goes on, and then we had Celtic and Malmo.
Well, that was the one. I picked Celtic.
And I picked Malmo. So,
okay. And Malmo went through. They won 2-0 at home, I believe, second leg. So
yeah.
Celtic's in Europa League now.
That's right.
So,
you know, really unfortunately for our friend Sanford, who's been on the show,
yeah,
I hope to have him back on again. Yeah. We're going to give him some time, and hopefully Sanford can talk to us about.
Well, there's always next year, right? So,
yeah, we'll have a requiem for Celtic
for
as well.
Celtic as well. So that's our wrap up of the EPL. Some pretty good games coming up this weekend as well. Chelsea's at home to Crystal Palace, which should be. Pretty good as well.
Oh
so.
Man, talk about what difference a year makes, Alan Pardew.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway,
no kidding. We're gonna take a break here, and we're gonna come back with our What a Hit segment, and we're also gonna do our Flat Four.
Oh yeah, you guys want to hear this because Reggie is up for it today.
I believe so.
All right.
So stay tuned. So now we're gonna do our newest segment that we gave you a little bit of a tease of last week. Called the Flat Four. And what that is Joe is going to ask me four questions or give me four scenarios, and I'm going to have to figure out who, what number, what player, what goal, what game it was. So
we're testing Reggie's football knowledge.
Yeah, it's like a trivia, like a little trivia. Yeah. So
we're going to give you a football education.
Okay.
And we're going to try to teach you something. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you cry, depending on. It's all kinds of things here. I'm going to play the game show host here. Are we okay with that?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, Reggie. Are you ready?
I am more than ready for the Flat Four. We need a song. We need an intro song for this.
I'm just a talent. You gotta like get this stuff ready. I don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
So this is some special stuff. I'm gonna leave the best for last, okay?
Okay.
So our first question is this, Reggie. We got two groups of players. So a group of four players who have played in the Champions League. So the most recently, okay?
Okay.
So we have out of these four players, who has scored the most Champions League goals?
Okay.
Didier Drogba.
Yes.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yes.
Alessandro Del Piero.
Yes.
And Filippo Inzaghi.
Yes. Del Piero, Inzaghi. Del Piero, Inzaghi, Drogba, and Zlatan.
Zlatan.
Who has scored the most Champions League goals? I would say Inzaghi.
Reginald. And I even threw in another Italian player in there to make sure it wasn't going to be that
is
obvious.
Is that right?
Reggie is correct. So
yes,
Filippo Inzaghi has scored 46 goals. He scored 46 goals in 81 appearances
in the Champions League. Wow.
Not a bad record. Didier Drogba scored 44 goals in 92 appearances.
Really?
Oh, it gets better. Del Piero scored 41 in 89 appearances.
I didn't even think Drogba scored that many goals in Champions League.
And then we got Ibrahimovic scored 43 in 109.
Wow. Those are close, man.
Yes, absolutely. And Yeah, I mean, and again, if you look at the appearances, man, I didn't realize, and I'm an Inzaghi fan. I watched him, you know, the AC Milan win them and lose one. Mm-hmm. So that's,
He's the poacher, right, inside the
he's
six.
He's the poacher. Listen, he ain't going to be on your what a hit.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, but he is going to get hit with the ball somehow, like he did in the Champions League final on a pure little free kick.
Yeah, what a toe poke.
Oh, my God. He hit his hip. Anyhow. Okay, our second question.
So ding, right?
Ding, ding, whatever you want. Damn, I didn't get him this one, but wow, he got it. Okay, this one's a bit tougher. Okay. All right, out of these four players,
yes,
who has scored the most Champions League goals? Robin van Persie, Wayne Rooney, Kaká, and Arjen Robben. This was prior.
It's not Van Persie, that's for sure.
Is that your final answer, Reggie? You didn't even give me an answer, folks.
Give me them again. Van Persie, which is not.
Do you want me to use this in a sentence like spelling bee? It's Robin Van Persie.
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney of Manchester United.
Okay.
Kaká, currently of Orlando City.
Okay.
I'm having too much fun with this, guys. And Arjen Robben, great hair.
No hair.
Exactly.
I would say Wayne Rooney.
Reggie, close. Now, this was before this year's Champions League, so it's actually Kaká with 30 goals in 86 appearances. Wayne Rooney did score a whole bunch, so he's got a lot more now.
Yeah.
But this was before this year's Champions League.
Okay.
And he had 29. Kaká 30 in 86 appearances. Wayne Rooney 29 in 81.
Okay.
Van Persie 25 goals. And Arjen Robben with 24. So that was more to say, all that hype, like, Robin's a great player, but you see.
Yeah, but people remember the last goal he scored in Champions League. Which
Bob, there
winner,
you go.
Right?
So, sure, well,
like Drogba, they only remember the penalty shot.
And that's why he's a legend.
And that's why he's a legend, right?
I want legends. All right,
one for one.
There you go. That's not that. One for two.
That's right. Yeah, not bad.
Reggie. Yes. So now this one.
Okay.
Do you want? I got it. Okay. Who was the last English-born manager to win Champions League?
Last English-born?
This is an interesting one. The last English-born.
To win the Champions League.
This will surprise a lot of people, I think.
Last English-born to win Champions League. I think I got to go all the way back to who won and...
You tell me when you're going to throw up the white flag here, because I think you should.
Can I get a hint? Can I get the team?
Sure.
Yeah.
But does that really... Liverpool. That should tell you how far back it is.
I'd say... I don't know. Graham Souness.
Oh, well, sounds good. Is he English born? People are throwing stuff at her. How do you not know Graham? Okay, so... It's Joe Fagan in 1984.
Who?
Exactly. Joe. Like, come on. This is part of our problem. I haven't been saying this. I mean, we love the EPL. You haven't had an English-born winner of the European Cup.
Yeah.
Since 1984, Reggie.
Yeah. Well, how many English coaches are there right
That's
now?
The, right. Like, this is, you know, because many people would say, well, you had Alex Ferguson. Obviously, he's British.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's
Scottish,
a Scot. So.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, 1984, Reggie. Since then, you have Mourinho winning it a couple times. You had a few Italian managers, Spanish managers, and so on.
Yeah.
I mean, Roberto Di Matteo has won the Champions League. People forget that.
It's true. And then he got fired the next year.
And he got fired. So he had Real Madrid syndrome. All right. So, our last question in flat four.
Oh, I got to
get
that.
What a good addition it's been. Reggie's been okay, guys.
I got to get this one right. I got to get this one right to go 50-50. I like that.
A trooper. Out of Aston Villa, Nottingham Forest, and Arsenal, who have won the most Champions Leagues?
Shut up, man.
I told you Gunner fans you'd be upset with me.
Shut up.
I think with that, Reggie has our answer. Come on, Reginald. This is all you Gunner fans and all you guys. Now you hate me. You want a controversy. You got it. Aston Villa.
We know it's not Arsenal.
Why, Reggie?
Because they haven't won Champions League, Joe.
Well, I haven't said anything like that. I didn't say anything like that. You know I love Dennis Bergkamp.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. So Villa and who?
Nottingham Forest.
Who's won the most Champions Leagues?
Mm-hmm.
got to be Nottingham Forest.
With two, and Villa had one, and Arsenal had zero. Did we get that clear?
How many did Arsenal have?
I think Reggie, if I say it, Reggie, I might be not allowed on the show anymore.
Yeah,
so
much.
I'm just going to say less than those two teams. So I'm pretty sure that might be the last edition of Flat Four.
So everybody, say goodbye to Joe for the rest, yeah, of, the, for the, rest
good,
of the time.
But hey, we went out with a bang. So.
No, that's good. That's a good segment. I like that.
Reggie likes that. Okay.
Excellent. So that's the Flat Four. I think I did okay. What do you think?
I think Reggie did okay. Yeah, those are tough. Listen, guys, again, if you're there and you want to send us some ideas, send me the ideas. It'd be great. We'll have it on. Test both of us. But that was our ode a little bit to the champions, especially with the goal scorers.
Yeah.
And we look at that, we see, players that we might not have thought would be there. And again, for me, it was the appearances and some of their goal scoring records was fantastic.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Should also note that we're, again, the amazing thing for me when I was preparing for this was saying, wow, these two guys, Messi and Ronaldo, they are incredible in the clip that they're scoring goals at. So,
You think so? When you're scoring 60 goals a season, I think you're doing okay.
I think you're gonna make it. I think you're gonna make it. They'll make it.
I think you're doing okay. When guys are scoring 15 goals and getting contract increases and
Kevin De Bruyne,
or Olivier Giroud, whatever.
back to that.
No, we're not gonna touch. We're not gonna go back to that.
We're actually gonna leave Arsenal's striking issues.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait. No, I'm not gonna talk about that until the transfer window's closed.
Yeah, we have a lot. Listen, I know it's a hype machine. But next week is the show. If you've not listened to any of our shows or only one or two, you want to listen next week.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. So, yeah, we're doing a wrap-up transfers. We're going to do Champions League. Definitely listen next week for sure. So we're going to move on to another new segment that we introduced last week. And hopefully you guys were able to get to the website to view the goal of the week. This week's goal comes from, what is the league in China? The China League? Well, it can't be the China League. What the heck is it called?
I mean, I don't know, but I just know there's a lot of managers and players going there, and they're chasing some coin there.
Well, when I saw this goal, I was actually at a Chinese restaurant, and I was looking, and I was like, is that Scolari? And sure was. He was the coach of this team. For those of you that watch the EPL religiously, Paulinho, ex of Tottenham, now plays in China, hit a screamer this past week, which reminds me of the Roberto Carlos free kick against France, if anybody remembers that.
Incredible. Yeah, it really did bring me back to that one, right? It's such a good comparison, for sure.
What a hit.
What a hit.
Definitely go to the website and have a look at this goal.
The international language of goal.
That's it.
Oh, this is. I'm going to just give you this cheese all day. Okay.
Have a listen to this.
What a head, son! What a head! Shoot! Oh, what a goal! That's why you pay all that money for a superstar. Brazilian magic in the home of Kashiwa. Caught so sweet, and that was from a different postal code altogether, from Paulinho.
What a headshot! What a head!
So the swerve, the dip, goalie was rooted to the spot. What a goal.
Oof. Is there anything else to say about that one?
Well, you know what? If you haven't seen it, you got to go to the website to look at it.
Wow. I mean, this is fitting this week. What a hit.
Yeah, for sure.
This was a great goal. I mean, this was incredible. I mean, look how far out he hits it from.
Yeah. And to hit it that true, and then the best angle is from behind the net, so you can actually see the swerve.
100%.
And the goalie's just watching this thing in the air, and then he's just watching it go by his head.
And Paulinho's celebration, now he ran more then after the celebration than he ever did at Tottenham.
Well, it's tough when you're playing for a team like that, like that, wearing that kind of jersey. It's tough to run.
No motivation. He ran, I think he ran right from North London to No, it was a
to the bank.
Goal. Yeah, to the
from
bank.
North
exactly.
London to the bank he ran.
Bank, yeah. That was a fantastic hit, though. Yeah, great sure. goal. For fitting sure. name this week. So, Reggie, you made up for your... You did okay in your quiz, and we had a great banger of a goal, a great for hit. Sure. So, that's not bad.
For sure, for sure, for sure. So, we're going to do those two segments weekly. I think we're thinking of adding another one somewhere in there. We'll see what goes on. Also, check out our blog called
sure.
and Another Thing, which is on our website if you haven't
yeah,
been
it's
there.
Coming. Look for it. Keep looking for it. When it does hit, you'll absolutely... It'll be worth the wait.
For sure.
I'll just tell you that. So, for sure. We've also got... we're going to be working on some new things coming up with some guests. We'll be doing that for the fall. So just keep your however you communicate with us. Make sure that you check us out. We do have a new Twitter page as well.
Oh yeah, that's right. We created a Twitter page for both of us so that you don't have to tweet us individually. You still can tweet us individually.
For sure, yeah.
But we have a new Twitter account. It's football_weekly. Football spelled FUTBOL_weekly. Yeah, if you have anything to say to us, tweet it there. We both have access to it, I believe. We can check it out and respond and do everything we need to do. We're gonna post a lot of funny things that are going on in soccer as well. So if you're a fan of the vines and things like that, we're gonna post a couple of those out as well. Yeah, so we'll put up some vines and things like that so you can go and have a laugh at our on our Twitter account. And if you have anything to say to us. Tweet us. We'll respond.
Yeah, let us know for sure. You got all these ways to talk to us. Make sure you let us know, and we want to hear from you for sure.
Definitely, definitely. And as usual, you can get to us on our website, footballweekly.com, FUTBOLweekly.com. Subscribe, iTunes, TuneIn, Player FM, Stitcher, whole bunch of different podcatchers you can get us on. You can subscribe via email. We're everywhere. You can get it. It's almost impossible not to hear us. So
that's right. We're going to be literally in your ear. So
we're going to be in your ear all the time. So subscribe, download, listen, tell your friends.
For sure. And Reggie will still let me be on the show despite.
No. We're gonna discuss that.
Okay.
We're gonna.
Those of you guys know Reggie never will go down without a fight. So I'm sure. Tune in to see how he responds and how he reacts, because it might take a while. it might not be today. It might not be next week. But Reggie'll come back with something.
Well, after Arsenal wins the Champions League this year, they'll be tied with Aston Villa. So
there you go. They'll be tied with Aston Villa. The derby for winning them from the EPL.
There you go. So, there you go. Well, again, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.